Going back to Russia when you were a little kid, how did the rabbi was the basis of the whole of the family
When you
life? I
get to
mean, he
be
was
3 years old,
yeah.
you start Jewish school,
What did you
and
see there?
they bring you, they carry you on the back, when it's snowing, what I mean? They got certain boys, men that they get paid for it, they take you school. At that time, there wasn't no transportation like there is now,
That's right. Did what language did you speak?
Well, mostly Jewish, Mamelucian. Nevertheless, I understood Russia very well. Oftentimes, my father, mother, wouldn't, say something, that I shouldn't catch on or something about me. They talk Russia, but I understood,
Yeah.
They thought I didn't understand. When I was 3 or 4 years old, I understood Russia,
Yeah. And was there a doctor in this village? There was
Well,
a rabbi
where I came
and a
from,
what?
they had a rabbi. That rabbi was, when they have a rabbi, usually for life, it's a life job. And poor fellow makes a living from, they pay him so much, they don't pay him much, they pay him a poor living, but he knows every family, And my daddy was usually daddy was very much learned in Hebrew and Jewish, And when they wanted to select a rabbi, they usually let him be the judge, because he was highly educated in the Torah, so naturally he was always a good friend of that rabbi,
What about
Yeah, you're talking about medical attention.
Yeah.
Well, they had, well, they didn't have a doctor, but they had to go for a doctor. It was about seven verst, they call it. 7 miles is equal to about, probably a little bit longer than American miles, probably about 10 miles. I walked there many times because my grandpa was sick. We needed a doctor. And telephones, there wasn't no such thing as telephones, I had to go over there and bring the doctor, come back in with his horse and buggy, horse and buggy, two horses, He had a driver, naturally, a doctor had a driver. And then I'd go back over there to have the prescription filled because we had a little old drugstore, but they wasn't registered. They didn't have the regular medicine, that wasn't, they didn't trust him to make medicine. And I had to go to the drugstore over there with his prescription. Then I had to bring back the medicine, walk back. Went with the doctor over there and to fill the prescription and walk back 10 miles. I used to walk, walk
well, most
miles
of the time,
and miles.
I can imagine.
When I
most
was a
of the
kid.
Time, though, didn't
And
they?
I was about 12 years old, 12, 13 years old at that time. My grandpa died just a year before I left. He died in 1990. He's been dead 70 years. That's how long I've been here.
Oh,
you know.
Yeah.
And he was only 64 years of age.
What
when
did
he
die of?
Died of, what do you call that? Cancer. And the doctor gave him medicine, I guess, to ease his pain, but he finally died. By the way, he died. I was right there by his bed when he died. I was sleeping right next bed to his. Him and me and another elderly fella, And I saw him, making... Breathe his last.
That's quite a... Boy, that
and a year
after he died,
I left, left.
You were
Russia.
Very close to him, were you, Pop?
Yeah, very close. I used to go there, and I used to go and spend for Shabbos and Friday, Grandma was a good old soul, She was a good cook, and they were by themselves. The children was all married off, and I used to hang out with my grandpa a great deal. He was also a man with a beard, Good old fella. He was, It was wonderful to me, you know. And I'd eat there, you know, Shabbos, you know. Mm-hmm. I was the youngest, you know, naturally. They took me over there to spend a couple of days with them sometime, you know. Sometime I'd sleep there, you know.
Where were your mother's parents?
My mother's parents lived in a little country town about 50 miles away. Mm-hmm. And it took us all day. We'd mm-hmm. get up early in the morning, we'd get on a horse and wagon, you know. Wasn't such a thing as buggies. Buggies was only the rich people could afford a buggy and a horse, you know. We'd go and we'd finally get there at night, you know. Mm-hmm. We'd probably dark already. Mm-hmm. And I was the baby. When Mama used to go, she'd take me alone, you know. Mm-hmm. She wouldn't leave me, and I was probably 3 or 4 years old. I don't remember. So, her mother died from childbirth. Mm-hmm. And she was raised by a mother, you know, by a second wife, you know.
Uh-huh.
Just like your daddy was.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. And they were good to her, naturally. She spent 2 or 3 days and never went back, you know. Mm-hmm. She had brothers and sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw them.
Did her whole family stay over there, or did they come over to this country? Your mother's
family? No,
family.
They were old folks, you know. They passed away, all of them, mm-hmm. over there. I never, she hadn't heard. When the trouble started, you know, revolution, couldn't hear from nobody. Mm-hmm. They probably have died in a pogrom, or, you know, or in the, what do you call those, camp where they, the camps, you know, mm-hmm. where they had the, who knows.
Yeah.
Couldn't write, couldn't do nothing. I tell you, that was an awful country.
Yeah. What about, what did your mother do when she couldn't get the doctor to, for?
Well, we had a little, what they call a little, he used to always come, when the doctor come, he'll come with him. He'll always, mm-hmm. he was a town man, a felsher, they used to call him felsher.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he was a Jewish fella, mm-hmm. very much learned. His medicine done good, you know. Medicine ordinary pills, you know. He knew just what it was, you know. We didn't know headache pills from anything else, aspirin from anything else. Mm-hmm. But he knew aspirin helps you.
Mm-hmm.
And we used to take his word for it.
Did he use old-time remedies? Like, I've heard about cobwebs.
Well, I never remember. Old-time remedies. Oh, that was big. My mother used to make a salve, you know, and use that salve for everything in the world.
Oh.
And it used to help.
Yeah.
I remember when I was a kid, I used to, one time I got my hand caught something, I don't remember what it was, but it was bleeding terrible.
Uh-huh.
What did he used to do? He'd go under the chairs where there's a lot of cobwebs, you know.
Uh-huh.
You know, and they put it on there, you know, and tie it up, you know, and get well.
Uh-huh.
One time I fell off of the, you know, they used to have in Europe, on the inside in the house, you know, the roof, you know, they call it a boidem, you know.
Like an attic.
And what they do on that attic, I used to keep my attic clean, you know. I used to go up there and clean it, you know, and took proud of it, you know. And sometimes you get tired, you go up there and lay down and rest, you know.
Yeah.
Anyway, we had, one time my mother used to always, she'd feed about 10, 12 geese, you know, every year.
Mm.
And what did she do? She'd put the place where they keep them in the cage, you know, where they keep them, and she'd feed them in the winter time, you know. Mm-hmm. They stay there, and you give them all the corn, feed them on corn only, and get them fat, you know.
Right.
And then she'd do, when they get fat, they're usually about 3 or 4 weeks after she gets them fat, she kills him. When did they kill him? When it's cold, when the frost, you know, because she got, it's just like pigs, just like hogs, you know.
Yeah.
You can't kill them when it's warm because
the grease,
you can't handle them. Oh. You got to skin them just like. So I went over there to feed them one time, you know. I used to take care of them, you know. And I fell off. I fell on the bottom. And my arms, this arm, you know, I was sticking up like that, you know,
a bone
sticking up.
Oh, my God.
And my mother, you know, she was, you know, that's one thing. She took care of us kids, you know. She knew where there's a specialist. And she, we went out in the country, you know, one evening, and she grabbed a horse and hired a horse and the man and took us out there, and a fella went and put it back in the place, and he bandaged it. He was a specialist on that. I never will forget that it was a Gentile, you know, but they were specialized in putting all in and broken bones and everything. They knew just how to put it back.
Hmm.
I didn't take no aspirins. I didn't take no stuff. They did it right there, you know. When she rushed me over there and they put it there, and I had to wear my arm in a sling for a long time.
Hmm.
Gotten bad, all right.
And you've never had any trouble.
Never
with
had
that
any
arm,
trouble. Oh, here's a bone sticking out. It's broken too, you know.
You were about how old then?
Oh, I must have been about 8 to 10 years old, you know.
Isn't that marvelous?
Oh gosh. Oh, well, listen. You take my youngest brother, Sam, the one that passed away, you know.
Mm-hmm.
He went to work, you know. He was a wild kid,
mm-hmm.
and he'd hang up on the wagon when the wagon would ride, you know, with the horses,
mm-hmm.
and he got his foot caught in the wheel and the hub, you know, of the wheel.
Yeah.
It almost tore his leg off.
Sure.
You know? It was all off, you know.
Mm.
The wheel was running, the horses were running, and the man didn't know he was behind it.
Yeah.
And he had a terrible case. A lot of them says, oh, that boy ain't gonna walk no more.
Mm.
He was a very wild kid, you know.
Hmm.
And she went and took him to a specialist. It was out of town. She stayed 2 weeks with him.
Hmm.
And he was lucky he was walking good, you know. But she took care of us kids, you know. She had plenty. One time, and I was in the cellar, you know, working over there, and they had a lie, you know, that the building lie and supplies and stuff that my daddy used to sell, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And he fell in a pile of that lye, you know, and it went in his eyes.
Oh, my.
And the poor kid, oh, I'm telling you, we thought surely we got a blind kid on our hands.
Yeah.
For 3 or 4 weeks, he wouldn't open his eyes. We thought surely he would, and you know how a lot of them came in, oh, lye in his eyes?
That's
eats
it.
His eyes up.
Sure.
He's gone.
Sure.
Never expect them to see him. And I never will forget, you know, one day I was in the market, you know, selling something over there, not far from the house, and mother came to me and says, you know, Shmilitl opened his eyes.
Oh.
Sam opened his eyes. And it left him with a little spot in there, a little white spot over the line.
Oh, is that what that was?
Yeah, that's what it was, you know.
Do you know, I often wondered what it was.
And his eyes was good. His eyes was good. He drove an automobile here for years, you know. He was a wild, very wild kid. He was the baby. He was the baby, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Thelma was the baby. The last Thelma was the baby, and he was before Thelma.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to, for 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, I believe, it was 4 weeks, we had to hand him stuff, you know, feed him, you know what I mean? Mama had so much trouble, she thought surely she got a blind child on her hand.
Mm.
But she pulled him through.
Mm. That's amazing.
And she came over and she told me, you know, that was a year before I went to the United States.
Mm.
And she told me, you know, Sam opened his eyes.
Boy, somebody.
He was a wild kid. He was a wild kid.
Mm.
Didn't care for nothing. He'd hang on the wagons, and you know, that's the one thing. You know, the way they raise them in Europe. You know, they turn them loose, and they get hurt, and they get over it. They get over it.
That's right.
They used to say, a little joke: kids on the ground. They crawl on the. They pick up stuff and they eat.
Yeah.
It's good for them. It's good for them, they say, used to say. They need some of that dirt.
Yeah.
Oh, yes, yeah, terrible. Everything is sterilized, you
that's
know.
Right.
Listen, they take care of kids, yeah. You know, over here. Like, that's all I wonder how they raised over there.
Yeah.
And they make it. They
yeah.
make it.
Yeah.
They grow up and they... But there's a lot of them crippled for life, you know.
Oh, sure.
I remember kids, you know, strong kids, and all of a sudden they get sick, you know, and they don't know how to take care of them
yeah.
at that time, you know. Those were the days. So it happened so that Sam was a very wild kid, you know, and nothing more Mama could do. But she went through with all that.
Yeah.
She nursed us.
She was a good woman. Ah, oh, what a wonderful
oh,
woman.
Oh, she was a wonderful woman.
Yeah.
She's 96 years of age when
yeah.
she passed away.
Mm.
And she went through. She had to make the living,
mm.
and she had to make, the, you know, attend to the store and go back. And then you know, I used to help her. I felt sorry. I was the only boy, you know, the third boy, you know. And my sisters were little, you know. The girls came later in life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So naturally, I was always helping Mama.
Yeah.
We were good. She was good to us, you know.
Yeah.
Well, we had to obey her, you know, naturally.
That's right. And your dad, most of the time, he prayed.
Hell, he'd come back from shul, you know, mm-hmm. and have his dinner and go back to shul again.
Oh.
Sit down over there where it's warm, you know, and
yeah.
and read the Bible and explain it to the others. Learn, mm. you know, learn,
yeah.
learn, always learn, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that was life at that time, you know.
Yeah.